But there is a halachic obligation, whether it's a man or a woman, to go to a kohen who is supposed to paskin. Is this halachically tzaras, or is this not halachically tzaras? Right. So step one is person discovers a white patch on their flesh. Step two, they must go to a kohen. Doesn't have to be a kohen gadol. By the way, the kohen, it's an interesting thing. The kohen doesn't have to be a talmid chacham. The Kohen can use a Talmud Chacham to tell him if this is Tzaras, but only the Kohen can pronounce if it's Tamei or not. What, why the Kohen? Yeah, so this is an important idea. The role of the Kohen is very, very important here. All halachos of Tzaras have to be declared by the Kohen. And there are two reasons for this. Well, actually, one basic reason, and that is the Metzora created Kilkel, created destruction, created evil with his speech, with words. So he needs to have a tikkun by being connected to someone who uses speech in a positive, uplifting way. Because remember, the goal, when we work on not speaking Lashon Hara, the goal is not to be quiet. The goal is not to shut up and never say anything. The whole godless of a person is based on their kayach of dibur. Right? What does it say? Vayipach b'yachav nishmas chayim, Hashem breathed into Adam the soul of life, and Adam was a nefesh chaya, a living soul. The Targum Onkelos says, what does it mean to be a living soul? Ruach namalala, right? Everyone knows this. To speak. So the goal is not to cut off your speech. But the goal is to be makir, that words can create love, can create goodness, can create chizuk. Words can heal people. Words can uplift people. Words can teach people. Words are a vehicle of communication in a positive way. So who exemplifies the kayach of dibur in a positive way? The Kohanim. Because Aaron, a Kohen, is described in Pirkei Avos as the Ohev Shalom, Verodev Shalom, the lover of peace, the pursuer of peace, the one who used Dibur. Remember, husband and wife were fighting? He would go over to the husband and say, your wife wants to make up with you. And he'd go over to the wife and say, your husband wants to make up with you. And he brought people together. So this is my answer to your question, that the concept is, the Mitzvah used the Kayach HaDibur in a destructive way. He needs to connect to the Kohen who uses the Kayach HaDibur in a uplifting way. That's how the Mitzvah learns how to use his speech in a proper way. Okay. Now, when a Kohen is looking at the white spots on my arm, what is he looking at? So, the halacha basically is there are two things that he's looking at. Number one, he's looking at the size of the patch. And number two, he's looking at the color. In order to be tzaras, again, I know this is a lot of detail, but hopefully we'll extract a message from it at the end. The size of the patch must be at least the size of a large lentil reader. Not that big, but basically it would be the area of a five, it just happens to have a five shekel piece, right? So it would have to be this big, although it doesn't have to be this shape. Number two, it has to be a certain shade of white. And there are four shades of white that it could be. And if it's not as bright as these shades, it's not good. The four shades are freshly fallen snow, the white of an egg, the white wool of a newborn lamb, and the bright white paint on the base on the English, which so this may not qualify. Now, that means, in other words, now we're not so sensitive to colors. Maybe some of you that are artists might be, but many of us are not so sensitive. But that actually means the coloring has to be relatively sensitive to shades of white, because a brighter shade of white would be tzaras, and if it's a duller shade of white, it would not be tzaras. And it might sometimes be a very close call, and the coloring would have to determine, is it tzaras, is it not tzaras? If it is not tzaras, either because it's not big enough or it's not bright enough, Person goes home, no problem at all. Now, if it is saras, we then enter a whole halakhic system that we'll discuss in a moment. Yeah.
Just a question. So if it's not Zerah,
yeah.
He thinks it is. Is Hashem still trying to send him some sign?
It seems that it's not. It seems that it wouldn't be a sign. It would just be, you know, a skin condition. You know, you should go to a doctor, get cream or whatever it would be. It wouldn't be a problem. Now, what's interesting is there's a very interesting idea that there are certain times of year where the Kohen is not supposed to even look at it. The Kohen says, go home, come back later. Because if he's a Mitzora, it would take away his Simcha. For example, on Yom Tov and Chol HaMoed, a Kohen is not supposed to look at Saras. Because if the Kohen were to say that the person is a Mitzora, that would take away his joy because he would have to be isolated from people. Which proves, by the way, Saras is not a contagious disease. It would be contagious, it makes no sense. You have to isolate him as soon as possible. Similarly, if a chassan or a kala get married, and during the 7 days following the chassan, either of them develops saras, the kohen is not supposed to paskin on it till after the 7 days, in order not to take away the simcha of the chassan and the kala. Because once he's a mitzvah, you have to be quarantined, right? Once you're quarantined, so that would obviously take away the simcha of the yom tov. And we take away the simcha of chassan v'kala. So it's an interesting thing that there are certain times of year in which the Torah itself says we defer the psak until afterwards. Now, you could imagine, though, let's say the chassan is nervous. The chassan says, well, if I'm not a mitzvah, can you just tell me I'm not? But you can't do it that way, because maybe he is. In other words, the kohen's job is simply not to look at it. Because you can't say, well, look at it and tell me if I'm not. You know, it doesn't work, because if the Kohen looks at it and it is, then he'd have to pass it. So the answer is he's not supposed to look at it.
Did the
Sarah
spread throughout the person's body?
So I'll discuss that. That can happen, or maybe it doesn't have to happen. Meaning, Sarah can remain local, or it can spread, and then we'll see that that will actually be very important. I love it.
First of all, how can you define like a crisis of Sarah throughout the year?
Well, we do find a field. Of course, we have Miriam getting Saras.
Right.
We have Moshe Rabbeinu getting Saras when he criticized the Jewish people. And we have a non-Jew getting Saras. We have Naaman, who is a general of Syria. And we have one of the people. We have a few people.
Right, we don't have any
Saras.
We don't have
what?
We don't have
what? Yes.
Yeah.